Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Manila, and I wanted to make a quick video answering a supposed contradiction in the Bible. Now, oftentimes skeptics and people that mock the Bible will talk about the story of Paul on the road to Damascus when he was Saul, and they'll say, well, these are different accounts, different stories. And the big argument they try to use here is in Acts 9:7 and Acts 22:9. Because in Acts 9:7, what it says is this, and the men which journeyed with him, talking about the people that journeyed with Saul, stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. So in Acts 9:7, it says they heard a voice, but they saw no man. Well, in Acts 22, verse 9, what the Bible reads is this, and they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. So first off, it says in Acts 9:7 that they saw no man. And in Acts 22:9, it says they saw the light. So that's not a contradiction, because neither one does it say that they saw a man. It just says they saw a light in Acts 22. But the big one they try to do is whether or not they heard a voice or not. Because in Acts 9:7, what it says is hearing a voice. Now, if the Bible says hearing a voice, it's very clear they heard a voice, right? But in Acts 22:9, it says they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. Now, how do we answer this? Because in Acts 9, it says they didn't hear a voice. And in Acts 22, it says they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. Well, look, Saul was having a dialogue. And so there was two people speaking. They heard a voice, but they didn't hear the voice of the person that spoke to Saul. Whose voice did they hear? They heard the voice of Saul. Because they heard a voice, but not of the voice of the one that spake to Saul. So whose voice did they hear? They heard the voice of Saul. That's not a contradiction at all. They heard a voice, but it was the voice of Saul. So anyways, I hope that was a blessing. Thank you and God bless.